Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 2nd of May. The general synopsis at 1800, low Shannon 1015, expected Southern Ireland 1010 by 1800 Saturday. High 1020, Plymouth dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain until later, good, occasionally poor. Forties, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, south, becoming variable later 2 to 4, showers, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Humber, Thames, southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 for a time, showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, variable, mainly west, 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic, becoming north or northeast later, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Faroes, north or northeast, backing southwest later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 2, 7 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north 2, 24 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 2, 9 miles, 1014, steady. Wick Automatic, northwest 2, 16 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Aberdeen, west-southwest 2, slight rain, 22 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, rain, 1 mile, 1015, falling slowly. Boomer, calm, 8 miles, 1016, now falling. Bridlington, north 1, 1016, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 2 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 3, 2 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 3, 1020, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast 2, 11 miles, 1,021, now falling. Channel, light vessel automatic, south-southwest 3, 1,021. Scilly automatic, south by east 2. Mist, 1,800 metres, 1,020 steady. Milford Haven, southwest by south 2. Mist, 2 miles, 1,020 rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 3, 9 miles, 1,020 rising slowly. Valley, south by west 5, mist, 3 miles, 1,018 falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,018 steady. Valencia, south southeast 2, 19 miles, 1,016 steady. Ronald's Way, southwest 1, mist, 4 miles, 1,018 falling slowly. Malinhead, south 2, 9 miles, 1,016 falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday. The general situation, low pressure moves northeastwards from the southwest, introducing a more unsettled regime. Spells of rain and showers will spread northeastwards across most waters through tonight and this weekend. The showers may be thundery at times and some mist or fog patches will develop in places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 in north later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable mainly southwest 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable, mainly southwest, 2 to 4, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west becoming variable, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly becoming variable, 2 to 4, then easterly, 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southerly or southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man, south of southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable mainly south 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable mainly southwesterly 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time creeping towards 1 o'clock, Radio 4 is shutting up shop for the night. You can pop over to Radio 4 Extra if you want to hear the next part of our Inspector West whodunit. Stand by for West. Otherwise, we'll leave you with the BBC World Service in a moment until 5:30 in the morning, when Alan Smith will be in this chair. Hugh Fernley Whittingstall is on Saturday Live at 9 o'clock. And at 8 in the evening, in your Archive on 4 programme, Voices of the General Strike, David Runciman tells the story of 9 days that shook Britain in 1926. Just a couple of the highlights tomorrow. Until then, this is Richard Evans heading off home, and on behalf of everyone here at Radio 4 and all of us working into the night at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar, good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. 5,000 US troops are set to be withdrawn from Germany following a spat between the two countries' leaders. And are we any closer to an Iran deal? We'll hear from President Trump.
Do we want to go and just blast the hell out of him and finish him forever? Or do we want to try and make a deal? I mean, those are the options.
Do you want to go blast the hell out of him?
I'd prefer not.
And we'll get the latest from our correspondent in Washington. Also, Cuba says new sanctions imposed by the US amount to collective punishment, the Hollywood ending for a missing Oscar.
It's been quite an ordeal, and I'm sure that no Hollywood star, and really it doesn't sound like any other person who has ever traveled with an Oscar has ever had to deal with this.
And we learn more about what Anne Boleyn looked like. All that to come in the next 30 minutes.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered the withdrawal of 5,000 troops from Germany. The Pentagon said the decision followed a thorough review, as Peter Bowes reports.
President Trump threatened to reduce the number of US troops stationed in Germany after the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz criticised Washington's lack of strategy in the war with Iran and said the US was being humiliated by Tehran's leadership. Mr. Trump responded that the German Chancellor didn't know what he was talking about. Now, in this apparent rebuke to a close NATO ally, the Pentagon has confirmed that a reduction in forces will take place, with 5,000 of the roughly 36,000 US troops in Germany set to leave over the next 6 to 12 months.
President Trump has said he's not happy with the latest peace proposals Iran has reportedly submitted to mediators in Pakistan. He's accused Tehran of asking for things